Hello and welcome back to Your Therapy Guide, a podcast created to help you navigate your therapy journey. I'm Dr. Yad Garfad. In this episode, I want to talk about the difference between two things we often confuse: thoughts and emotions. If you remember, in episode 6, we promised we would dive deeper into this subject, and here we are. This is a very important concept, especially in CBT, as it helps us understand our inner world and make positive changes. Now, scientifically speaking, the line between thoughts and emotion is very blurry. In our brains and bodies, they are deeply connected, almost like two sides of the same coin. There is scientific evidence that thoughts and emotions are rarely separate. Often a thought is so quick or fleeting that we only notice the resulting emotion, and vice versa. For the purpose of therapy, however, it is incredibly useful to separate them, not to create a hard line and fast rule, but to better understand our own experience. Think of your mind like a movie. Your thoughts are the script. They are the words, the story you're telling yourself about what's happening. They are often a series of mental statements or beliefs. Your emotions are the soundtrack. They are the feelings and sensations that accompany the story. They are your body response to the script. For example, let's imagine you are driving and another car cuts you off. Your thought might be, that person is a terrible driver. They are so selfish. Your emotion might be anger, which you experience as a feeling of heat in your face, a clenching in your fist, or a sudden tense feeling in your chest. You can see how they are different but completely connected. The thought about the other driver creates the feeling of anger. So the question is, why is this distinction so important for our work in therapy, especially in a module like CBT, which we explored in episode 6? Because we treat them differently. We have two separate toolkits. For our thoughts, we have the power of challenge. We can't stop an automatic thought from popping into your head, but we can question it. We can ask ourselves, is this thought 100% true? Or what's another way to look at this? For example, we can challenge the thought earlier we said, that person is a terrible driver, by thinking maybe they are rushing to the hospital. Maybe you can say, I don't know the full story, what's going on. For our emotion, we this a different approach. We can't simply change an emotion with your mind. We can't just turn it off the feeling of sadness or anxiety like the light switch. Instead, we learn to sit with and tolerate our emotions. We learn to understand them and process them, much like listening to a song on the soundtrack without letting the music control the entire movie. Now, let's talk about the tricky part, the vicious cycle. Our thoughts and emotions often feed each other. Think about a time you felt a bit down or lonely. The emotions, perhaps sadness. The thought might be, nobody cares about me, I'm all alone. Those thoughts then make you feel even more sad, and the cycle continues. The thoughts reinforce the emotion, and the emotion reinforces the thoughts. This is a powerful unconscious loop that can keep us stuck. Our goal in therapy is to interrupt the loop. We interrupt it by separating the script from the soundtrack. So how do we start? The key is to slow down and observe. Just like a film critic, your job is to notice the movie playing in your mind. The first step is to simply name your emotion. Is it anger? Is it sadness? Is it fear? Naming it helps to create a little bit of distance between you and the feeling. Next, you look for the thought, the script. that was playing just before or during that emotion. This is often the hardest part because these thoughts are so quick, they feel automatic. For example, you're at a party and you start to feel anxious. Your body might feel tense, your hands might get a little sweaty. Instead of just reacting, you pause and ask, what emotion am I feeling? I'm feeling anxiety, for example. What thought were going through my head? Everyone here thinks I'm boring. I have nothing interesting to say. Just by beginning to separate the script from the soundtrack, you'll gain an incredible amount of insight into your own inner world. It's the first step toward gaining a sense of control over your own reactions. So for your takeaway, I want you to start a simple journal or just use a piece of paper. When you experience a strong emotion, try to pause and ask yourself those two simple questions. What emotion am I feeling? What thoughts were going through my head just before or during these feelings? Do this a few times a day for a week. You'll be amazed at the patterns you begin to notice. This is a practical work of therapy and is how we turn insight into lasting change. Thank you again for joining me on this episode of Your Therapy Guide. These short episodes are designed to answer some of the most common questions my client asks and encourage you to listen to other episodes to find answers to your questions. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and follow me on my social media channels so you don't miss any future episode. You can find all the links in the show notes. Until next time, take care.